If we could have our pledge leaders come up. Please stand for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good job.
Thank you.
Oh, do you want to give me?
I don't know.
Did you never get to?
Is that it?
I told Tricia, she looked and did not.
Okay, we're going to move on to the board report. This is the time
Let's
of the meeting.
Call the roll.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Present.
Mr. Birch?
Present.
Mrs. Statz?
Present.
Mr. Yule?
Present.
Mrs. Webble?
Present.
Okay, now we'll move on to the board report. This is where we give an update of what's happening in our building. So I'm going to start with primary. We would like to thank all of the parents who volunteered for the upcoming holiday shop this week. The holiday shop is scheduled for Wednesday, December 13th. Winter room parties are scheduled for Thursday, December 21st for preschool and kindergarten classrooms. The primary staff would like to wish everyone a wonderful holiday season and a safe new year. The upcoming events on January 23rd, the kindergarten field trip to the Cleveland Playhouse is going there to see the rainbow fish. Thank you.
In Norton Elementary, students will have the opportunity to engage in a number of holiday activities this month, including the following. December 11th through the 15th is the holiday shop. Students will have the opportunity to shop for family members during enrichment class. December 11th through the 21st, 9 days of winter spirit weeks. December 21st, winter parties 1 to 2 p.m. Contact the school office if you do not want your child to participate. And December 21st, winter sing-along at 2:15. Contact the school if you do not want your child to participate. Norton Elementary has received student scores on the fall third grade state reading test and are reviewing and analyzing the results. Family reports will be sent home as soon as they are received by the school, likely in January. And in our middle school, Norton Middle School is wrapping up their annual canned food drive to support Norton Aid. Builders Club has been busy volunteering at Christmas at the Park, organizing a toy drive, and writing thank you notes to staff. Students will have the opportunity to attend an in-school winter dance as part of the PBIS program. And lastly, congratulations to Dr. Jessica Russo and Mrs. Jackie McDonald. The Norton Middle School Guidance Counselors were selected to present multiple sessions at the All Ohio Counselors Conference.
Okay, and now from the high school. At the Holiday Masonry Skills Competition in November, the Masonry program had 4 students earn medals, including the junior class first place medalist Mason Blake and senior class first place medalist Angelo Pace. So congratulations to them. 4 seniors are candidates for the special scholarship from the National Merit Scholarship Corporation. These are prestigious scholarships based on PSAT scores. The 4 students are Elliot Clarkson, Anna Clinton, Ella Easterling, and Hannah Supple. So congratulations to them. On December 6th, we held our annual parent meeting for students who will participate in College Credit Plus next year. Parents and students can apply now through their school counselor for the 2024-25 school year. Congratulations to Ms. Tricia Pletcher for being inducted into the OSDA Ohio
Speech. She's here with us tonight, by the way.
I know, I was like, I looked at her, but she didn't look this way. I'm like, she's still looking over there. I'm like, wait a minute. Okay, you're being inducted into the Ohio Speech and Debate Association Speech Coach Hall of Fame. She will be formally inducted in March at state finals, and she joins Bill Vail as recipients of this award from Norton High School. So congratulations. And you've done a great job, that's what that means. The Hall of Fame Committee is proud to announce our new inductees. They include Natalie Cook for athletics, Kara Cook for athletics, Bill Vail, distinguished citizen, Dr. Kurt Stemple, distinguished citizen, and Greg Dennison, athletics and distinguished citizen. The Hall of Fame ceremonies will be on February 10th. And lastly, I would like to announce that Panther's Closet is having an open house for Norton Elementary and Norton Middle School on this Thursday, December 14th from 3 to 4:30. We have hoodies, we have coats, we have gloves, hats, etc. So out there for students and their parents to come. And now I would like to recognize Lewis Yule. On behalf of the Board of Education, we would like to thank Lewis Yule for his 8 years of service on the board. Being a board member is not always easy, and it's often very time-consuming. So we are thankful for his hard work, his positive energy, and his dedication toward making Norton City Schools better for students and its employees. Although he's not going very far, because he's still going to be very involved in our district, we will miss having him as part of the board. So again, thank you for your service.
Thank you.
It has been a pleasure.
Thanks.
At this time, if there are any other individuals, board members, who would like to give a comment.
I would. Lewis, it has been an absolute pleasure. Don't make me cry. Stop. Working with you, because no matter what we're talking about, be it operations, policy, you have always kept the kids as your focus, always. And you know, I came in later than you. Obviously, I don't have the tenure you do, but you have been a great mentor to me and have, you know, given me great perspective on how to look at things. And so I appreciate that, and thank you so much. And you will be missed, but I know I'll see you around the wrestling room.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I cannot believe it's been 8 years. You know, it just seems like yesterday, but then it seems like you've always been here. So you've always had the best interest of the kids at heart. And we appreciate it. And you're coming into a busy time of your life where kids are going into high school, and you really need, I think, you know, you need to focus on them, and we appreciate everything you've done.
Thank you. I've only been here for a couple years, but you've been extremely helpful, board member to board member, and personally just getting to know you. So I thank you for your service to the community, and you know, continue to be a blessing to the kids, you know, moving forward, because I know you're going to still be involved. So thank you.
Thank you.
Lewis, I've appreciated working with you for 8 years, and not always see eye to eye, but we get along very well, and I appreciate it. And now you're leaving when we can get to your house so simply.
Yeah. True.
Well, I've always thought we met eye to eye, so I don't know. That's strange to me. It's always been an easy working relationship.
I didn't mean it like that.
Oh, that's what it was. I'm extremely thankful for you. I think anytime when you're in this position, the board that hired you is always your favorite board because they hired you. And to lose a member of that group is scary for somebody in this position. But this is what I know and you know about him. There's three things you love. Your family you love. You love this community and you love this school district. And you have exuded that to me every step of the way. You want nothing but the best for the school district and everything it is, and I know you will continue to do that, whether you're sitting in that seat or you're sitting out there in those seats. And I'm extremely thankful for you, and I will miss the opportunities and the conversations we've had. So, brother, I want to thank you very much for everything. So I wouldn't be here without you and your vote, but at the same time, I've benefited from the love you have for this place, and I appreciate it.
Thank you.
No,
I appreciate all of you. It's been a journey. We're farther than I ever dreamed of 8 years ago, both professionally as a group. You know, we've had our battles. We've overcome them. Multiple people, great people on the board. Our staff is amazing. It's been a pleasure, and I'm not going far, so. Thank you.
Thank you.
See, aren't you glad you guys came? It's good to see your dad do good things.
Moving on to item 3, Treasurer's Report.
I was just briefly, we've talked about grants over the years. You hear me talk about that if you're here. Our safety grant, we are finishing that up. We've had received $400,000 from through the OFCC for safety in the buildings. We're doing our last projects, which are PA systems in all the buildings, and we're finishing some parking lot lights along the driveway going out of primary and the administration building. So you'll see that happening, and we won't be talking about that much longer. So thanks for your patience with that.
Okay. Superintendent's report?
I guess the only thing, it's just an interesting world we live in. I know that there's been a lot of you have received an email from me this morning about some events and some emails that have gone out. It's just the world we live in. And it's an unfortunate world, but we assess and we make sure that our kids are safe. And it's just one of those things that even if the only thing that comes out of it, I think I was able to go to a lot of the buildings and have conversations with principals to make sure what we're doing is appropriate and how we're watching out for kids and making sure everything is taken care of. So it was a weird day, but I'm glad that everybody is safe. And it was a statewide problem. It wasn't isolated to Norton. If you're interested in finding out the Russian organization that started the whole thing, I don't think they're real. So it was just one of those weird days, and I appreciate everybody understanding and the support that they provided. And I'm not going to jinx ourselves, but hopefully tomorrow's better. So good.
Thank you. All right, moving on to item 5, student recognition, students of the month.
All right, we'll start youngest to oldest. So we will go Mr. Morris with the primary school student of the month. Starting the best first.
So, I have the pleasure to introduce to you, this is Matilda Svetlik. To her friends, she's known as Maddie. So, I can say that Maddie was one of our preschool peers, and you could see when she was in our preschool, she was one of those leaders that was going to grow and be something tremendous in our building. And, you know, it's always fun to go back to, because the preschool team will ask, hey, who's the student of the month? And so I told them, and they were thrilled to pieces. So we are very happy that Maddie's just a natural born leader. She stepped up as a kindergarten role model for all of her friends and for the staff and for me. I just want to say thank you for being the tremendous person that you are, and I'm going to let Mrs. Mattel say some things, okay?
Well, Mr. Morris said almost the same things that I was going to say about you, Maddie. She is student of the month due to her responsible and trustworthy and respectful attitude that she brings to school every day. She always wants to give 100% and wants to show her best and gets a little nervous when it's not 100% her best. She might not be the first one to always raise her hand, but when I ask a question, but her shy and quiet personality doesn't hide the fact that she's very smart. She's reading and writing, even drawing at a higher level than kindergarten. She's an amazing artist and loves to draw pictures, especially of her dog, Tucker. Maddie is a true PACS leader. PACS is a way to help students visualize how they want to see and feel and hear things in the classroom. And Maddie's always listening and participating and learning, and she finds a lot of joy in school. I just can't wait for all the teachers and Norton administrators to meet and this great kid. She's going to do great things. I'm really proud of you, Maddie.
She has a perfect bun.
Yeah. I would never do that.
All right, Mr. Sackett is up. He's excited to announce 2 students of the month. He was so upset that Mr. Shaner always gets 2, so he wanted to do it.
And so Addison and Christian Brienza are students of the month. Like Mr. Parsons said, we had the opportunity to nominate 2. They are twins, and as father of twins, I have a soft spot for 2 kids. So I like to talk to the kids for a little bit before when I let them know that they're student of the month. I just couldn't resist a little bit of fun. So I told them that, you know, we're picking student of the month, and it came down to these 2 finalists. So I had a little bit of an interview, you know, what's your favorite thing about school? And what you said, art, math. And you said, making friends. I said, oh, that's a good answer. 1 point for you. And, you know, let's go to, you know, what's your favorite, what you had for lunch? You know, and there's peanut butter and jelly. And I said, that's a tie. You got to go to bed. And then I spoiled that they actually voted for Students of the Month because Mrs. Oswald had so many great things to say about them. So Mrs. Oswald, fill us in on their greats.
Yeah, so I'm thrilled to introduce you guys to Addison and Christian. And I, you know, couldn't just pick one of them. I mean, they are a package deal. Even though they are so wonderful together, they also are just really great kiddos individually. Like, Addison loves gymnastics and art, and Christian loves drawing and math and making friends. And I just really enjoyed getting to know them this year. When I think about, like, what it means to be a Norton Panther, they've got it. I mean, they're responsible and sweet and caring and just really care about others and very genuine. They even help anytime they're asked. I mean, even when it means carrying a piece of heavy canned goods to the office and meeting stuff like that. But I just am so proud of the people that they are, and I just think they really deserve to be recognized for their amazing character, and I look forward to the next few years at NES getting to watch them grow.
This is from you.
Mom and Dad, we almost made you pick your favorite. Deciding factor. That would have been awkward a little bit. All right, we are going to Tricia. Mrs. Snowden is going to come up and present.
This is Mallory. Mallory is a sixth grader here at the middle school. This was sixth grade's first term to pick Student of the Month, and it was a very fast. When I asked who he wants to be the Student of the Month, they all quickly agreed, Mallory. She is, as you can probably tell, she is quiet when she's at school, but has a personality when it's time to have that personality. So, like, she just knows how to lead by example, very mature for her age. And I will let Mrs. Berlin, who is very excited to be here for you today.
Yes, I was. It was an easy decision when we were nominating the student, and every teacher said, oh, yes, Mallory. Even teachers that don't have you knew who she was because she is so helpful and kind. Always smiling, I see her every day at science, and she always wants to come and say hello. Some of her other teachers mentioned that Mallory is a role model for her peers. Come to class ready to work, and willing to participate, which is huge in sixth grade. Very helpful when we're working in groups, very responsible, and you respect not only your fellow classmates, but everybody else in the class. She's a wonderful student, and we can keep up with her.
Mr. Shaner.
So as they come up, I just want to reiterate everything that what others have said. You know, you can ask my staff members that I've actually kind of made a point this year because I think it's important to tell people that you appreciate them in the moment, not just, you know. So I apologize that I had done it more over the last 8 years, but you have been an amazing board member, and I do appreciate you, Lewis, and everything that you've done. Okay, so up here with me, I have senior Addison Vickery. She is our December Student of the Month. And this is senior Kendall Berlin, and she is our December Career Tech Student of the Month. We do have two every month. And then this is Mrs. Cascato. I'll get to her in just a second. And Mrs. Pletcher, who are here to speak, newly inducted, Mrs. Pletcher, who will talk about them. We're going to actually start with Kendall here for a second. So Kendall, as our career tech student, the one, she is in our teacher academy at the high school. And just an outstanding young lady. She is involved in a lot of things at school. She's a cheerleader. She's also an outdoorswoman. Yes, outdoors woman. What's that? Fisherwoman. Yeah, I couldn't. I actually said that over the announcements. I couldn't think of the word, so I called her a fisherwoman. Anyway, so she's a tremendous young lady. And so earlier this year, I was actually going around to the buildings to see our kids in the program and the different buildings. And I came here, and you were actually sitting right there. I don't even remember this. And I walked up to you, and I'm like, "Hey, Kendra, how's it going?" She's like, "These middle schoolers are wild." Yes, they are, which is why I'm at the high school. But I just want to say real quick before I turn this over to Mrs. Fletcher, on a personal note. So my youngest son, child with special needs, someone who will live with me forever. And if you come to the football games and things like that, you may have seen him with me. He's always there. He comes to the games. And he and Kendall have created this special bond. And it's really awesome. And she is so considerate and compassionate with him. Like, to me, that's why she deserves it even more than what I see, you know, every day. My son actually has pictures of him and Kendall on his wall in his room. And we ran into you yesterday at Dick's. He was so excited, just by happenstance. And he knew I was coming up tonight. He's like, "You gonna see Kendall?" Yes, I am gonna see Kendall. So, Mrs. Fletcher, I'll turn this over to you.
I love that story about you and Mr. Shane, her son, because that's the kind of relationships that she makes with people. Very genuine, memorable relationships. So this is your second year in Teacher Academy. She's my pioneer group. And I've always put a little bit of pressure on you guys because I say, you're the trailblazers. You have to get out there in those classrooms with those mentor teachers, and you have to like set the world on fire so that the people who come after you will have a good place to go. And you have done that. And I have to tell you all, what she does is not easy. She's a high school student, and she's going into a middle school classroom acting as an authority figure and a role model and a teacher intern. And you do it really well. I trust Kendall implicitly. I rely upon her. She has created a great relationship with her sixth graders. And the interns, like Kendall, I do call them my kids. And we know it's the mentor teacher's classroom, but I hear them talking stories about my kids in those classrooms. I would say that you're a go-to for me, but I don't really have to go to her. She comes to me. When there are situations of things that need done, if we are volunteering for the Compact Showcase or the Compact Open Houses or a special education field day, she comes to me first and says, "I want to be there, I want to do it." And I know it's because you love the students. I know it's because you're a leader and you like to manage those projects. But I also think it's because she wants to make sure it gets done right and that it gets done. And I rely on you a lot for that. I know when you're handling something, it's gonna get done right. That's why she's gonna be a great teacher. She tells people what to do. Keep doing it for the rest of the year. Thank you.
Yeah, congratulations. Now we have Miss Addison Vickery. So Addison is involved in so many things at the high school. So she's, I'm going to try to run down through National Honor Society, Spanish Club, Impact. You're the social media manager for kind of your class, Nortonian editor, which of course is why Mrs. Cascado's here. So we make these videos, of course, that they post to the Facebook website. And I was kind of going down, and I made the one, it's posted, you can go see it. And I was going down with it, with you, and like we were talking, and I had her say a few words, and got done, and my secretary is the one who films them. And we got done, and Addison left, and I said to Mrs. Bryan, I'm like, I forgot something. Like, I just had this feeling. She's like, "Yeah, dummy, she was the homecoming queen, too. You never mentioned it." So, homecoming queen as well, Miss Addison Vickery. But I'm going to let Mrs. Cascado take it from there.
Second generation homecoming. I wrote my notes down so that I wouldn't forget, but in the fall of 2020, I met this new freshman when she popped up as a one-by-one square in my classroom because we were remote. So she helped me figure out how we were going to put a yearbook together when we were fully remote. How are we documenting these things when we're not even at school? And I knew early on that she had that it factor. It's intangible, it's hard to describe, but she had the it factor. She has the it factor that teachers, college professors, and employers are always looking for. She's dependable, creative, and articulate. She has initiative, perseverance, and courage. And when we have extra time in class, She is not one that gets out her phone and starts scrolling or sits with a friend and chit-chats. She gets something out and she starts working on that. And she doesn't work hard for a grade. She works hard for herself and the satisfaction that she gets from that. So no matter how long I stand up here and talk about Addison, if you know what the it factor is, she has it and she deserves to be Student of the Month.
I'm going to say one more thing. So congratulations to all the recipients, but I'm going to bring up Kendall real quick, and she doesn't even know I would say this. So I've been in this district for a year and a half, and it's kind of funny. When you come in and you don't know a whole lot of people, one thing, when you get into education, you like kids, right? That's why you're supposed to be in education. And the higher you go up on the food chain and do this job, and me sitting as the superintendent, you lose that connection with kids. Like, you don't see them. There's not that personal connection that you can get on seeing them on a daily basis. But you always come across kids who make you feel welcome. And I would say Kendall was one of that those kids for me. You know, when you come into a district, you want to connect with kids. You want to be around the kids. And Kendall always made it a point to say hello, interact in a normal fashion, and have realistic conversations. It was a sweet thing. It's a welcoming thing, and it's a wonderful quality. And I want to make sure you know that, and your parents to hear me say it out loud, it made me feel welcome. It made me feel like, you know what, even though I don't know all the kids, some of the kids have kind of reached out and done that. So it meant a lot to me, and it was special. And then when you talk to them, it's even weirder about the things they tell you. If you weren't going into the teacher program, which one were you going to go into? You told me. Do you remember?
No.
You said carpentry. I think you made that whole story up. Then she proceeded to tell me that she's helped her dad do remodeling. And when I asked him tonight, meeting him for the first time, he looked at me like I was speaking a foreign tongue. So Kendall, I recant everything I said. Work on truth telling. She is wonderful. You are all wonderful. But thank you very much. It meant a lot to me, and it makes me feel welcome here to be able to connect with kids. Yes. Hopefully it's honest. All right, I'm done. Thank you.
Congratulations to all the Students of the Month. We're going to take a short break. We'd like all the Students of the Month to come over here for a photo. We have a yard sign for you. And for those of you who don't stick around, on behalf of the board, we wish you all a Merry Christmas, a Happy Holidays, and a wonderful New Year's, because believe it or not, it's going to be next year before we see you again. So we'll take a short break. Okay. Okay. Under item 6, is there any public participation? Okay. Moving on to item 7, agenda. Are there any additions or corrections to the agenda? Can I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Birch?
Yes.
Mrs. Statz?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Under item 8, board business, letter A, can I have a motion to approve Cindy Webble as president pro temp for the organizational meeting January 2024?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Birch?
Yes.
Mrs. Statz?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes. Motion carries 5-0. Under item 9, can I have a motion to approve letters A and B?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Statz?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Birch?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Under item 10, treasurer's recommendations, can I have a motion to approve letters A and B?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Birch?
Yes.
Mrs. Statz?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Under item 11, superintendent's recommendations, can I have a motion to approve letter A, personnel retirement resignation leave, items 1-4?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Birch?
Yes.
Mrs. Statz?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Under letter B, can I have a motion to approve personnel certified one-year contract pending background check and permit, item 1?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Birch?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Under letter C, can I have a motion to approve personnel certified substitute pending background check and permit, item 1?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Birch?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes. Motion carries 5-0. Can I have a motion to approve letters D through M?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Birch?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Under consent agenda items, can I have a motion to approve letter N, approve the agreement between Norton City Schools and Brenda Frame Transportation for the 2023-2024 school year, attachment F?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Birch?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Under item 12, can I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second. Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Should we go out of order?
Sure.
Do you want to go first or last?
Don't matter.
Okay, we'll go Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Birch?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Thank you everyone for coming.